From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bit of hope for hundreds of thousands of air travelers stuck at hotels or closed airports across Europe today. The European Union says flights may start operating tomorrow, but only at half its normal level if the skies are clear enough. Until now, airspace has been shut down because of a spreading ash from volcanic eruption in Iceland. That is a spreading ash cloud from that eruption in Iceland. Despite this, people in general appear to be keeping a cool head. In much the same way commuters will talk with each other during snowstorms that disrupt travel, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli, who's trying to find her way home from the Netherlands to Rome, says European travelers are helping each other cope with the current shutdown in air travel.
It was a fascinating scene at the Hague train station. There were Greeks trying to get back home. There were Spaniards. And everybody became, masters of geography. We're trying to figure out what routes to take. And there was one, a nice guy, a Norwegian guy, who actually lives in Minnesota. And he was on the phone to his wife, who was changing his flight back to the States. First, he was going to go to Athens. It was going to take him about 2 days to get there. Then she moved it to Madrid, but he couldn't get to Madrid. We had a lot of talks, and I basically told him, when I got to Paris, I said, try Paris and then try getting your way down to Madrid from there. But anyways, we've all become incredible experts in geography here.
That's NPR Sylvia Poggioli, who's in Paris on her way to Rome from the Netherlands. Suicide bombers have struck the Pakistani northwest city of Kohat for a second straight day, targeting a police station where five officers were killed along with two civilians. 36 people were injured. From Lahore, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Security in Kohat has become increasingly volatile. Thousands of families forced from their homes by a military offensive against the militants in the neighboring tribal areas of Kurram and Orakzai have poured into Kohat. Just 24 hours earlier there, two suicide bombers in quick succession struck a center for people displaced by the fighting. Hundreds of people were registering at an office when the bombers detonated themselves and killed more than 40 people. For the past several weeks, the army has been delivering a punishing aerial and ground assault on the extremists in Orakzai. The militants are now retaliating. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
Just 2 days after the U.S. hosted a nuclear summit that addressed concerns about Iran's nuclear program, the Iranian government hosted a similar conference. It's demanding that Israel, a close U.S. ally, join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran says delegates from 60 nations attended the forum, which ended today. Iran has long denied U.S. claims that it is pursuing nuclear weapons. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says he believes the Senate is close to agreeing on a financial regulatory bill. Geithner says Democrats and Republicans support the bulk of measures that he says are needed to keep banks in check. He also gave an upbeat assessment on the economy's outlook.
The economy's growing. It's the private sector that's growing. Private investment is increasing. Exports are stronger. Americans are spending a bit more of their income. These are very encouraging signs.
Geithner speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Former President Bill Clinton has some advice for President Obama on filling the upcoming vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. More on this from NPR's Allison Keyes.
Clinton's advice to President Obama? Consider someone who hasn't been a judge. Clinton appointed two members of the court as president, including Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Clinton says Mr. Obama won't be able to avoid a Senate battle over his choices, even though Clinton thinks it will be difficult for lawmakers to outright block a qualified Supreme Court nominee. Clinton told ABC's This Week that the president should also see what the court is missing.
Does it matter that if he puts a Catholic or a Jewish person or someone of another faith on the court, there would be no Protestants on the Supreme Court? Does that matter? Does there need to be another woman on the court? Should there be some other group represented?
This Wednesday, President Obama will meet with the bipartisan leaders of the Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Tight security surrounds cricket matches in India after two small explosions injured 14 people at a stadium in Bangalore yesterday. The venue's been moved to Mumbai. This is NPR.